Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to the Connecting Soul Beings podcast, offering you inspiration, tips, and learning about tuning into the language of your soul and gain a deep, intuitive understanding of your inner self, your guides, and the animals around you, so you are able to live from your heart with grace, love, and gratitude. We bring together spiritual leaders, energy healers, and awakened humans, so we are able to collaborate and help you feeling loved, joyful, and free by providing clear direction on how to connect soul to soul. Hello and welcome to Connecting Soul Beings podcast. Today, it is an absolute honor for me to introduce you to Annick Patry. Annick is an intuitive mentor and an international best-selling author. She lives here in Sydney and she has spent the last 15 years teaching thousands of awakened men and women to create lives beyond their wildest dreams. She specializes in helping hypersensitive conscious leaders to harmonize their nervous system so that they can be paid to share their soul's work with more ease, joy, and flow. Annick's work is deep, somatic, but a lot of fun. She takes her clients on a sacred and playful journey to release energies, transmute old beliefs, heal on a cellular level so that they can step into a more sovereign version of themselves with less fear and a lot more love. With a lifelong passion for teaching and making an impact, Annick offers her programs globally in French and in English to uplift and empower empaths to embody their creative power. Raised in Quebec, Annick lives by the sea between Sydney and the Byron Shire, surrounded by her conscious community. She adores singing and sounding, swimming in the ocean, yoga, ecstatic dance, and nature. Annick is looking forward to supporting you restore inner harmony and joy to take you back home to your truth. Enjoy this beautiful conversation I've had with Annick recently, and you will find all her details in this podcast episode. But thank you so much for being here today. It is such an honor. I'm really looking forward to it. Your energy is always so amazing and uplifting and just fabulous, you know. How do you do that? How do you keep upbeat like that?
Oh, wow, that's a really good question. I guess I'm not always like that. Like, I'm not always high, but the truth is, you know, we have a true nature, and my true nature is joyful. My true nature, without conditioning, without programming, without the way my brain is wired, my true nature, my heart, is pure joy. And so this is the vibration that I'm excited about life. I'm excited to be alive because it's, you know what I mean? It's really a gift to have this experience. And when I connect with beautiful soul like yourself, Bianca, like when I'm with my soul tribe, my soul family, when I'm with my people, when I'm with, you know, connected to nature, when I'm in the right environment, this is my true nature that comes out. Like, this is the joy, the excitement of, you know, what are we going to discover together today in this convo, in this conversation? Yes. What are we going to learn? What are we going to share? I'm excited about that. How are we going to be able to connect and support with your audience today and make a difference? I mean, that excites me.
Yeah, awesome. And it so comes through. I just love it. You know, it's just, it's almost infectious. Well, not almost, it is infectious. And we've known each other for so many years and we've seen each other, you know, in different environments and different groups. And yeah, of course, we can't always be as upbeat and joyful because life happens, right? We're still humans and we still have different experiences. I guess it's you know, how do we actually deal with that and we learn more about that? And I love when you said, you know, I'm with my tribe, and when I'm with my tribe, it makes it a lot easier.
right? That's what I'm hearing. It's like you really connect, you feel each other's energy, you lift each other up, and that is so amazing. And you do that all the time. It's just, I feel that's really a gift that you have to be able to ignite that in other people and for them to feel their spark, you know, as you are feeling yours. Yeah.
Thank you for this beautiful acknowledgement. I feel very seen and understood.
Yeah, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. So I absolutely love the work that you do, because you've got, I mean, you call yourself Unique Anique. Which truly, you know, it just says it all. Let's just, you know, share with everyone here a little bit about your story. You know, what makes you so unique, and who is Anique?
Yeah, beautiful. You know, it's not so much of an easy question to answer. It seems like a simple question, Bianca, like, you know, who are you? What makes you unique? But it's actually a quest. It's actually a deep soul quest, as you know, and I'm sure as your audience knows. I truly believe we have like a blueprint, like a soul, you know, print. Like we come here on earth and we come here for a very specific journey, a very specific soul purpose. And mine, to talk about mine, it's first of all, I'm French Canadian, and I'm in Australia, like you. You know, I'm a little bit exotic, so that's one thing. I'm a little bit exotic. I thought you speak Dutch, I speak French, yeah. And I speak English, of course. But that's one kind of uniqueness. On a deeper level, the fact that I quite organically connect, which is one of my skill, it's part of my skill set. I'm a very, very good connector. I have, because I didn't feel I belong in my, you know, biological family, I never felt I belong. I never felt that I was fitting in. I felt I was odd. I feel like I was, you know, I was wrong. It was not okay to be myself. So I developed this incredible skill to connect heart to heart, soul to soul with humans, with my soul tribe. So I guess that's one of my unique skill, is to be able to connect and to give people permission. Cause as you know, Bianca, like we can only teach what we embody. We can only share who we truly are, what we really embody. And so I give people permission to connect because I'm open to connect, because I go deep quickly. And yes. It's not, I don't program, I don't plan that. It just happens. So because I'm so open, I'm such an open vessel. So you talk about, you know, talking about my uniqueness, I'm such an open vessel that straight away people feel like, oh my God, I can just dive in. I can also share myself, because she's sharing herself. She's open. It's not always happening consciously. Like, you know, your mind wouldn't quite get it necessarily straight away. But it happens on a very deep subconscious and DNA and cellular level, this sense of feeling safe. That's also, you know, part of my uniqueness, is I make people feeling home and feeling safe. So that's, I mean, it's the bottom line, like it's the foundation. If you don't have that, you won't take the next step in your self-expression. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
So, I mean, there's more to it, but I guess that's one kind of, in my healing, in my personal healing, and in the healing that I contribute to people, is the joy and feeling safe, the connection straight up. And the component of the next step would be to express yourself, your self-expression. So I do a lot of voice work and connecting to the heart, and then connecting to your self-expression, which is, you know, you do that with animals, you know, whispering, animal whisperer, and with humans as well. But it, so that's part of my gift, that my uniqueness to help people to open up on the basis chakra, on the heart space, and then and the projecting of your voice, of your self-expression, what juices you up, who are you, what juices you up. So that's my kind of, if that makes sense, I don't know if my uniqueness or my,
yes,
my passion or my own personal healing that I can share, that I embody and that I can share and influence and help others with.
Mm. Yeah, beautiful. And you know, I really resonate with what you're saying around the not necessarily having a plan when you work with people, right? Because I sometimes feel a little bit guilty myself because I don't always prepare for a session with clients. It sort of depends who I've got in front of me as well. But I feel when I do prepare, it doesn't flow as well. And when you don't prepare and you dive in and you really sense what's going on, and we allow that to come to the surface to understand, okay, there's a question popping in. Let's ask it and see where we go with that, you know, and ask the client as well, this is what you're saying, let's dive into this. And yeah, you can go deep very, very quickly. But those sessions are usually the best ones, you know, because they're so intuitive. They are so much in flow and at a high vibrational level in energy that you have quick results, even though people go really deep, which they often don't expect. But when they allow themselves to go in that space, that's where most of the transformation happens. And I always find when I prepare for the sessions and plan it in a way that my human believes, hey, that can work really well, you know, that's going to be a successful session. But then often you can just throw that out the window because you're being taken into a different direction that the client really needs to go on. And that often is really the best, yeah. And I love that because then you really get to the truth of everything that happens for them. Mm. That's beautiful. Mm. Yeah.
I 100% agree with you, Bianca. It's being in the flow, in the void. And as we do, you know, I channel pure consciousness. So when I'm completely, I'm a vessel, I'm, you know, at service. So, you know, when you connect with someone, you're pure, like right now, we're in total, in the void, we're in the unknown. We're having this conversation and, you know, we're not reading a script, we're connecting heart to heart, soul to soul, and we're allowing pure consciousness to flow through us.
And
that's the, yeah, it is powerful work when you work with someone and just being really present, you know, the quality of our presence heals in itself, just the quality of presence, which is super powerful.
Yeah. Oh, completely agree. And that happens in every connection, I find. In particular lately, I don't know about your experience right now, but I feel that when we have connections nowadays, they tend to be real and raw.
Yes.
Compared to where it was before. And I'm talking before as in, you know, as recent as 3-4 years ago, right? Yep. So the last couple of years, that's really shifted. Do you think that that's a result of our own transformation and leveling up and connecting more with ourselves with the work that we do? Or is this something that's more a global phenomenon, that more people are moving into a space of, let's just get real, let's just be completely in our truth and just connect from heart to heart, soul to soul, however that resonates? Where do you believe that sort of, where that shift is coming from?
It's a very good question, Bianca. And what feels true to me, if I may share this, is, well, first of all, you know, people who are listening to your podcast, like you and I and your tribe, your audience here, we are doing the inner work. Because let's face it, we're humans, we're having a human experience, we're doing the inner work. And at the same time, the collective, what's been the big challenges that have been happening in the last 4 years, it's been very challenging to live in the 3D, 3D being the being a human, yeah, in the being, yeah, taking our little inner child in through this massive unknown, like with COVID, the isolation for 2 years, this pandemic globally. To me, that is there's a lot of manipulation in that. That's my personal take on this, you know, like hiding behind a mask, hiding our authenticity, hiding our voice not being heard. Like there's a lot to it. I'm not going to dive too much into the topic, but what I want to share is like we've been going through that as a collective, all humans on the planet. The pandemic, it touched, it affected every single one, whether you know Asian or Black or white or wherever you are in the world. And also here in Australia, which is a country of 25-30 million of people, we've been going through fire, bushfires, floodings, and back to floodings again. People losing everything, their houses, their cars, like their photographs, like everything, their life, just their material lives just been taken away. Starting again from scratch, which is very trauma triggering. So what I want to share is like we've been forced by Mother Earth, by Mother, you know, she's crying, she's saying, hey, wake up humanity. So all of us have been asked to be more raw, more real, more honest, more true to our heart, more present, following our truth, our divine truth, following our path, following and connecting with each other with a lot more compassion and kindness and support and love. And so I would say, like, yeah, we all of us have been asked to grow, and the people were already on the path to also grow, to also expand. So there's a real need of expansion for humanity. So I wouldn't separate that. I wouldn't separate that. It's just, you know, like it's for us, you and I, for your tribe, to really be really honest and true to ourselves, to keep digging into the inner work, to really speaking our truth, to really open our heart, and to all humanity to let go of the mask, to really be completely transparent and real, and live from the heart. Live from the heart. That's, you know, yeah, the heart, the love, the follow your bliss, follow your joy, you know, be real. I'll stop here because it's kind of it really, yeah, you can interrupt me anytime, Bianca, because I'm just going. If that makes any sense to you, I suppose it's
absolutely. Yeah. And you know, all the events that we are experiencing externally, it does get us to move internal to really discover, what does it mean for me? You know, how can I come out of this in a different way? How can I really process what's happened and still, you know, come out in a positive way initially? Because as a human, that's what we usually think about, you know, it's either negative or positive. We're either happy or we're not. So I guess the people that are experiencing those extreme traumas and events, they will be forced to look within, because I'm a strong believer that everything happens for a reason.
Right.
And there is an element in our lives as well that we may have chosen certain events to happen to us as well. And yeah, I know that's opening up a can of worms at some level. Different conversation altogether. But it's really allowing us to step in ourselves, in our own energy, to truly tap into what is currently happening in my life. Who am I currently being? How am I showing up? Am I living my truth? And that's, you know, and these sort of events just put the biggest spotlight on that. For other people, it may not be as dramatic to have that spotlight
Sure.
being to allow that spotlight to shine on us, there might be some little things that are happening that allow us to grow and expand, and by going inwards to figure out, who am I being, what's happening, am I really the person that I am on the inside, you know? And like you say, take that mask off and really see who is there. And that's such a challenge for a lot of us.
Yep.
Because that's scary, right?
Yep.
So scary. I know this myself. Like, phew, I've had moments in front of the mirror where I'm looking going, oh dear. Who is staring back? You know, and we've all been there. It's having that courage to truly look and to be able to take that mask off and just test it out for 5 minutes. You know, you can put it back on after 5 minutes, but see how it feels. And once you really start to lift that and showing up as you are without any apologies, You'll find the biggest connection happening with yourself. You'll find the best connections happening with other people. And your life is shifting as a result of that. And the way I have been experiencing in the last few years, that's not happening at a local level. It's also happening at a global level. A lot of people are, you know, what we call in our world, waking up. It's not necessarily waking up because we are awake, but it's becoming aware of who we truly are from the inside out and what we can do with that power, what we can do with that light, what we can do with that joy and that love that we have, and allowing that to come forward. And that happens collectively, but it happens also very much at a local level. Yet the challenges are still coming at us, but the more we tap into our own joy and love and light, the easier it is to face these challenges and to move through them much quicker. Yeah.
100%. I couldn't agree more. The more, basically, in other words, what you said, you know, the more we're in our joy, in our love, in our heart, in our light, our frequency, our vibration is higher. So when our vibration, our energy, like we're energy, let's face it. I mean, this is, we're just pure energy, like, but density, we're in a physical body. We're, you know, The density there in the 3D, in the physical world, there's more density, but it's all energy. So if you feel juicy and sexy and happy and you walk, you know what I mean? You feel good within, without the guilt, because other people are suffering, if you know, and you're getting paid to do what you love, and you know, you have a great relationship and you live in a house that's dry and safe and beautiful, and you know, you have beautiful friends, you eat beautiful food. I mean, you have a great life, you speak your truth, you share your message. Life is awesome, as opposed to others who, you know, have health challenges, or, you know, relationships challenges or financial challenges. I mean, we all have, you know, those kind of challenges to different degrees at different stage of our lives. But what I want to say is, like, you know, like this tendency that we have as empath, because I help empath hire highly sensitive conscious leaders to harmonize their nervous system so that they can be well paid to have a lot of fun living their soul calling, you know. And being with their people, attracting their community. But if we feel guilty, because we've been conditioned to feel guilty and to dim our light and to feel smaller and to hide a bit and not take too much space, and you can't be happier or make more money than your family, because, you know what I mean? You can't do that. It's all in the subconscious programming. And what's the message that society and the media convey? And so, you know, there's that kind of lingering guilt and shame underneath that we have in our body. And we, so like healing that, letting go of that, transmuting that, so that we can maintain a vibration that is joy, that is love, that is sexy, juicy, fun, and light. You know, cultivating that vibration, it's work, it requires consciousness, it requires, you got to choose it. You got to keep re-choosing and re-choosing and re-choosing and re-choosing and aligning and aligning and aligning and aligning and repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah?
Yes. Oh, definitely. Definitely. And that feels like hard work sometimes too. You know, it's like, oh my God, here we go again. There's another layer and there is another level of alignment. And then, you know, this comes in and sometimes I sit here going, can it stop? Like, I just want a break. I just want to have a bit of rest, you know, but that's ongoing all the time.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday I was asked a question, like, do you feel that you are actually awakened? And I go, it's still occurring. The awakening is still happening and it's an ongoing process because every time we wake up to something different or, you know, you have a different challenge or another layer that you feel is not really working for you. Therefore, we go into that releasing again and, you know, aligning and raising the vibration around that to see what's going on. So it's continual work, but it gets, you know, at some level it gets easier because we've done it before, but at other levels, you know, there's something new popping up and then we're like, oh my God, here we go again. But that's lifelong. That's just lifelong.
So true. Yeah. What comes to me when you share that, it's true. And at the same time, it's like the piece of allowing the emotion to arise in my work. You know, it's really important to allow the emotion to flow through. And the piece of acceptance, to accept, because we're healing in it's a bit of spiral, like it's like a spiral that our transformation, our healing. It's so when we feel like we come, you know, it's like playing Monopoly, you know, the game Monopoly, you can feel like you're coming back to departure, but it's not really true. It's our mind saying that. And when we allow the emotion to move through us, you know, like what I do with the work with voice and you know, somatic work and conscious work, it can move quite, the energetic shift can happen quite quickly if we allow the emotion to move and if we accept rather than, because often we go in resistance. We're like, no, I don't want this, not again. And we judge ourselves, you know. Oh, I'm just here. Like, I thought I've done that. Oh, I'm, you know, here's that pattern again. And so if we can soften a little bit and be a bit more accepting of what is and compassionate, that definitely it allows to the energetic shift, the healing to occur with more ease and grace.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's so, you know, the compassion, the ease and the grace, that really resonates for me. That's not something that we have learned either, you know, for ourselves. Yeah, good on you. There we go.
Coconut water.
Oh, lovely. Because compassion, ease and grace, I don't think we've really learned what that looks like, you know. And I hear a lot of my clients talk about, oh, but I can't do that for myself because that's selfish, right? And I'm like, oh, that's, you know, painful. And I go, well, you can see selfish in a positive light, because if you don't look after yourself, you can't look after anybody else, because you're then sending your energy to that person and you're not using it for yourself first. So it's all about relearning what it feels like to have that for you. And it's relearning what it feels like to have compassion for yourself, because then also you can see what the impact is on people around you. Yeah. Very powerful. Beautiful. Beautiful.
It's very powerful what you should express there. Bring back the focus on yourself. Yeah.
Exactly.
Very, exactly. Very important.
Yeah. And because we are so pre-programmed that that's not a good thing, you know, and that's seen as negative, because you always need to look after your other humans around you, you know, look after your neighbor, love thy neighbor. That's how we grow up, right? In general. But yeah, and that can have a huge impact on us, especially later in life, where we go, we're not looking after ourselves, right? And we go under. And that, you know, manifests in physical
illness. And you and I, our mothers, you know, say our mothers, they didn't teach us, you know, they didn't teach us to look after ourselves, number one. And it's interesting you say that, because we were very aligned, Bianca, here, because I just put a post on social media a couple of days ago about banishing the word selfish. Because it'll be judged again as being selfish. If you look after yourself first, you choose yourself first, then the collective belief system is saying, well, you're selfish. You know, you got to help others first. You got to put, you know, your children first, or your client first, or whoever, your partner first. And it's not the truth. It's bringing back, and it's really self-responsibility, radical responsibility.
Yes.
And radical self-care. I think they're two masterpieces. Radical self-responsibility. We're not learning that as little kids at school. And radical self-care. I mean, it's the foundation. It's the masterpiece that we really need. And I use that with my clients, like bring back to, you know, be responsible, my beautiful soul, beautiful friend, and take care of your needs. You know, I've got an epic master classes on needs, desires, and dreams, the differences, like, and the pillars, like, you know, you start with your needs. And then you go into your desires, and then you go into your big vision, your dreams. But it's really basic self-responsibility, self-care, you know? So you said it's beautiful. Yeah, bring back to you. I really resonate with what you just shared. It's very powerful.
Yeah. And I think also, you know, it's in particular important for people like us who are intensely sensitive and empathetic, and we have so much that we feel that we can give that we really forget about ourselves. And it's almost like that's taken up another level of not looking after ourselves. But even though we work with others, at the same time we are learning so much, right? So we really bring it back to ourselves then and go, whoa, what was that mirror? And we are being forced to look after ourselves. And for people that are really blessed to also tap into your higher self and your guides, you know, they will then also help that process along to say, hang on a minute, we have to stop. We need to just take a step back and just sit with whatever is going on.
Yep.
Because you can't help others if you're not focusing on this particular issue right now. Because and you probably have found that as well, because you're working with hypersensitive conscious leaders. How does it impact them? Like, what do you see happening for them currently? And then what will be the end result when you start working with them and get them through the process? How does that end up for them?
I'm not sure that I 100% understand your question here. So can you just repeat your question?
Yeah, sure. So you're working with hypersensitive conscious leaders, right? So yeah, they correct. Obviously yeah. are in a place where they feel, okay, not something's not working. They may have blockages, or maybe they're not even aware that they're hypersensitive, and they start working with you. Now, when we talk about radical self-care, what are some of these things that they are presented with that you help them through the process to get out at the other end? Like, what are some of these things that they are facing, and what are some of the solutions that you can work on with them?
Okay. That's a good question. I suppose they are aware. Like, I work with the empath, the hypersensitive conscious leaders who are aware, and where we they're already doing the work, like they're already having a business, like, you know, they're already doing something that they're enjoying, and what happens is they're ready for the next level of their self-expression, because we keep refining our, you know, I guess what happens is you want to be, when you're on the path of higher consciousness, when you're on the path of evolution, when you're on the path, you're walking the talk, like you on the path of being at service. What happens is you also have a little person inside of you, your inner child, you've got a little Bianca, you've got a little Annie, who is this hypersensitive and who has fears. We've got fears. You know, when we are about to dive into the next step of our work, and we want to make more money, and we want to, you know, grow our tribe, or, you know, we want to launch a new program, or we want to, like you've just written a book recently, you've been part of a multi-author's book. I've done that in 2020 with Visionary. I've been part of becoming an international best-selling author. Like the process of that visibility piece, it's huge. So things will come up, you know, and so my work helps you with regulating your nervous system, with the somatic work, with voice work, with voice tapping, with releasing the beliefs that are jammed in your body, that and your cells that are holding you back to take more space, that are holding you back to speak your truth, that are holding you back to open your heart and soften a bit more, so that when you take your actions, your inspired actions, you're more relaxed, you're more open, and you're more, you feel, you got to tap, I call it your inner, your joy zone. I call it your joy zone. You got to, you know, some people call it your zone of genius. Well, I call it, that's my unique thing. It's your joy zone. So if you're not in your joy zone, you know, you're not vibing in your joy zone every day, every like with my clients, you go like, you do a check-in a few times a day. Am I in my joy zone? Or I'm in my mental rehearsing the same bloody story, or worrying about like what I haven't done and bashing myself. You're bad, bad, Annick. You haven't done this yet. Or, you know, what are you procrastinating again? Or what's going on? You know what I mean? It's No. Come back, take a breath.
Yeah.
Come back in the here and now. Check in. How can I come back into my joy zone? You know, how can I tune into the truth of who I am right now? So the big question you asked me, like the process where I take my clients, well, we go into accelerating your heart's desire. It's a program. I work, you know, with my clients 6 months. And this year I'm launching a new program, 9 months container, sacred boundaries for empaths who give too much. So, you know, the process will be to really diving into what you truly, truly, truly desire, where you're at now, where you want to go, and what's in the way that actually stops you embodying this higher version, the sovereign version of yourself. See, my body moves like I strut in my son just there. You can tell, like your body talks. You know, it's right there. Like, how can I step into this higher version of myself? Stay tuned to your high vibration and use joy zone, joy zone, joy zone, joy zone, you know, multiple orgasms a day. You want to tap into this, like the bubble of ecstatic joy as often as possible. Now, what's in the way for me to embody this higher consciousness, this higher version of myself, this sovereign version of myself? So then you can fly into the timeline of a Bianca who's living in the timeline where she's vibing on the joy zone, because it's possible to go there as often. I mean, if I do it, everyone can do it. I tell you what, like where I'm coming from, like sometimes I pinch myself, that, you know what I mean, because the little Annick, there was no chance that she would get out of the dynamic of her family and you know, cold Canada. There was like, you know, but no, you can actually. So it's, I hold them in a sacred, safe, yummy, delicious container that is completely sacred, and we need to be held to grow. We need to be seen to grow. We need to be enveloped in a cocoon of love where we feel safe to grow. If we don't have that, which most of us didn't have as kids, mm-hmm. you can't grow.
No.
I can talk, yeah. Inubia. I can talk.
I know. That's why I'm keeping really quiet, because I'm absolutely absorbing everything that you're saying.
It's gold. It's gold. It's pure consciousness. What's come through is gold. It's gold. What you're getting yes. here, my friend, is gold. It's gold.
Absolutely. No, it's really wonderful. It's just so, it resonates at every level, you know, and our body is such a great representation of how we feel, what goes on, and yeah, to be able to tap into that. And I so agree, you know, a couple of times a day, just tune in. Where are you at? Where's your vibration at? Where is your energy at? And adjust it. Because yeah, we can sometimes have what I call a Netflix day, where we feel down and out and we don't want to do anything and just watch TV, which is okay, right? However, what if we stop ourselves from doing that? What if we take that 1 minute before we turn on Netflix and go, why am I feeling this way? What's going on right now? Can I shift it? Right. And sometimes that is quite a courageous thing to do for yourself, because again, it's scary to tap into feelings for a lot of people. It's scary to open up what may be a can of worms, perhaps. But we owe it to ourselves to tap into that and to release it so that we can tap into that vibration of where we want to be on that day as a feeling. One of the things I do in the mornings is I ask myself a couple of questions. And one of them is, how do I want to feel today? Because when I set that intention in the morning, I refer back to it throughout the day, so that if I do feel myself go down, I look at that and go, hang on a minute, I'm not there. I'm not at the feeling mode where I decided I want to be. So what can I do to get there? Right. So, and that could be go for a walk, or it could be have a cup of coffee, or call that friend, or, you know, talk to a client, or whatever that is. It could be something simple as that, or it could be just take that time out and just sit with yourself to really feel into what it is that brought that feeling on that you don't want, and then shift it. Because lifting yourself up to those higher vibrations, you know, I so resonate with that, because that's where you start making the inspired decisions that help you move forward in a way that you may not never have thought of, you know. Yeah, that's amazing.
Beautiful.
That's amazing. Mm. And one of the things I heard you say earlier, and I've not heard of this before, I've heard about emotional freedom technique, tapping, but I've not heard of voice tapping. I don't know if anyone's picked up on that, but it was like a quick reference to voice tapping. what is that? What do I need to imagine by that?
Okay. That's a great question. We are creators. Who agree with that here? Yeah, we're creators, I'm sure. Yeah, we are. Yes. We're creators. Like every moment you breathe, every moment you create, you create with your mind, with your thoughts, you create with your energy, you create with your heart's desires. When you open your heart, you create with your heart's desires. It's a lot more powerful to create from the heart. I read something about like, it's like 400 times more powerful when you create from your heart with a desire than from your mind. But mine is powerful. Don't get me wrong. Mine is powerful. Yes. But anyway, basically, I'm coming from, I want to let go of that one, but anyway, I'm coming from a trauma background. We all do to a degree. We all been experienced trauma. But in my lineage, in my ancestors, there was quite a few little bit of traumas where the heart was not like fully expanded and open. The heart was quite contracted in the lineage. And so I'm powerfully breaking through that, which I honor myself and bow to my courage to do that, really do, because it's a big one when when the heart has been closed for many generations. I mean, open a little bit, but not like so. And the voice, I'm coming from, like, my mother's she's an amazing artist. She's extremely intelligent and talented, but she completely stayed in the dark, in the fear, in the shame, in the guilt. Like, she's never awakened. She's still alive, but she hasn't awakened. She's hasn't done any work. She hasn't done the work. I say any work, that's not true, but she hasn't done the work. And so, and my grandmother was super talented, but everything was really suppressed by religion. You know, being Catholic in Quebec, it was quite strong. The religion there, being Catholic, it was really, really oppressive. So the voice for me, like being heard, being seen, opening the heart, it's just like, I had to bring that out. Like, you know, I really came into the planet to really, like, bring that out. So for me to heal, I discovered EFT, emotional freedom technique, which is, if you show the video on YouTube, I'll be happy to show that. Like, you know, it's tapping. There's actually an amazing summit at the moment that's about to end. I don't know if you watch that, Bianca, or your audience watch it, but a tapping summit. It's a very simple technique. EFT, emotional freedom technique, or just tapping, where you tap onto different meridians on your body. I'm just doing it to demonstrate your audience here. So you're tapping on different points of your body, different meridian energy points. And so you're tapping there, and you're naming the issue you're naming the issue you're having, or you're naming the feeling you're having. I'm feeling pissed off. I'm feeling pissed off, or I'm feeling scared, or, you know, I'm feeling stuck, whatever it might be, you know? So you're naming the feeling, or you're naming the truth of where you're at right here, right now. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so you're naming that, and you're breathing through it, and you're tapping, ideally with a companion, with, you know, a practitioner, or in the mirror, or, you know, with a video, ideally with a practitioner, if it's something big, or you can do it with yourself, for sure. I'm giving tips like how you can support yourself with it. Mm-hmm. So you're doing this. And so I discovered that methodology, and I really resonated with it. And because my voice heals, I started to use my voice. Like, it's not a mental thing. My guys are saying, like, use your voice, use your voice, use your voice. So I started to use my voice. Hi, hi, ho, hey, ho, ha. Like, you know, like letting sounds. Because sometimes the anger or the sadness or the fear is so trapped in your body. It's so it's so deep in your cells. Because of the trauma, it's so deep inside of you that you need to let it out. You need to do something.
Yes.
You need to shake it out. You need to move it.
Exactly.
You need to move it, baby. And so through the body, through movement, through motion, through voice, something will shift. Okay. So it's a little bit of a combination of tapping and voicing and moving together. That's my voice tapping. So that's my own unique recipe, methodology, or, you know, healing modality, if you will, that I've been using on myself and that I've been using for about 5 years, 4 years with clients, intuitively, like completely channeled and mm-hmm. intuitively. And I use it, and I see my clients getting, like, they tell me, like, the people who choose to, you know, work with me, first of all, we have a soul agreement, we're vibing mm-hmm. together. And when I bring that to the table, that modality, intuitively working with them, they have epic results. Like, they mm-hmm. transform. They're like, oh my gosh, I think you wouldn't believe I made that phone calls. I made an extra 10 grand. I, you know what I mean? Like, they just, like, it, it, it works. You know, I've got clients in Europe and in Australia. I see their business like triples, their relationship like completely. They met their soulmate. I mean, it's powerful. It's not the only thing I bring, but it works. And for me, healing traumas, I had deep fear of being visible. I had a speech impediment. I couldn't talk on, you know, I had a speech impediment, Bianca, like I don't anymore. And so this healing voice tapping is powerful. It's powerful. Mm. So I use it with my clients. I use it on myself when I feel, you know, I feel stuck. I use it myself. Yeah. I help people, my clients also to bring their voice through that, to speak the thing they never wanted to speak and to voice, to let it, you know, to voice it and or sing it, because sometimes it's coming through like beautiful melodic channel, angels singing through me. And yeah, it's amazing. Like it's very powerful, very, very beautiful, very healing, very heart opening. And relaxing and melting and yeah.
Sounds yummy.
It is.
Wow, that is so amazing. And I love it that, you know, we can create our own modalities that work so well for ourselves, but also for others, you know, and that's a classic example of really being in tune and receiving that guidance through. So that we can help ourselves with healing of trauma in your situation. And, you know, doing the same with your clients. It's just fabulous. Yeah, I love it. We're so supported by spirit and our higher self, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And with each other, we're supported by one another, by ourselves, when we tap into this energy of pure love and pure truth, you know? It's definitely there. It's definitely available, but it's blurred with our trauma, with our fears, with our mental. You know, it's blurred by the ancestral baggage that we kind of unleashing and on letting go. That we rather, you know, letting go to come back to truth, to come back to self,
yeah.
To come back to here and now, to come back to yeah.
So how can I? What am I asking? So going through trauma, that can be a tough experience. And we talked about this a little earlier on. How can we make it more fun and playful?
Well, there's something that I've learned through readings and through other mentors and healers that I've seen, because, you know, I've seen a lot. I've done, like you, you know, like all of us, I've done a lot of courses and, you know, seen a lot of coaches and receiving support. It's important to receive support. And, you know, what comes up in your question for me now to share with all of you is you can't be in trauma and in playfulness and curiosity at the same time.
Yeah,
you can't. You're either stuck in your fear and your trauma and in your story in the past,
mm-hmm.
or you're either creative and curious and playful like we are now, like we're doing something that we've never done before. We're having this thing, you know,
yeah,
because people know that we haven't talked about it before, like we're just having this right here, right?
Exactly.
Now, right? and so now we've been curious. Bianca's been curious about Anik's work, and Anik's been curious about, you know, Bianca's questions and what, you know, what she wants to know and what she's sharing. And so there's a lot of curiosity so you can't be playful and curious and, you know, and in trauma at the same time. So if you ask me how you can do that, well, you definitely, well, you heal what's in the way, when it's in the way, it will tell mm-hmm. you, it will show up when it's in the way, you heal that, number one. Number two, you take as much time as possible that you can to be curious, open, and playful. Mm. What do I love doing? What do I love? What do I love? Play, 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 play. You keep your inner child alive.
Yeah.
What do I love? Man, I love voice tapping. I love this. I love voice. I love singing. I love dancing. Do more of it. Love singing, love moving, love moving, love singing. Yeah. I love it, love it, love it. Love great conversation with amazing human beings like Bianca. Love hanging out with my tribe, being curious, knowing how can I serve you? How can we create something? How can we collaborate? Asking good questions, being curious, asking good questions, playing, 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 playing. What do I love? I love walking in nature, swimming naked, you know, going for the skinny dips. I love singing and dancing. I love making love. I love being connected heart to heart with my people. That's an exercise that I give to my clients. Name 100 things that you love, write them down, bring them to the next session, tune into the vibration of that. I love, Anik, me, I love. Find 100 things. This is a very, 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 very powerful, simple exercise. Yet people, like, when they're up to 50, they're like, Anik, another 50? Yes, go on.
Yeah, that's awesome. I actually wrote that one down as well. Yeah, 100 things I love.
Go get
I'll make my list. I'll send it to you. Accountability. Yeah,
you can start. Look, it's a big one. It's a big ask. You can start. Like I do that with, you know, in my 6 months program. I mean, you know, it takes time to. We're not conditioned. Yeah, you would need a sacred container. You need to join Anik in the sacred boundaries for 9 months. For empathy, do too much. Accelerate your heart's desire. Join my program. 100 things. You can start, Bianca, with 25 things. You can be gentle with yourself. 25 things that I love. 25 things. You can add people in there. I love my partner. I love my car. I love walking barefoot in the sand. Simple. We take for granted. Start. Basic. You can start with 25 people. Like if it's 100, you're overwhelmed by my 100 goal with 25. That's cool.
Exactly. Compassion for yourself and be gentle, right? That's it.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Oh, wow. We can talk for hours.
I know, right? You and I,
Oh, I always ask my guests, do you have a golden nugget for the audience? Anything else that you wish to share that they could perhaps implement straight away or be more conscious of? What's your golden nugget today?
I guess everything we shared is gold.
Yes.
But I suppose, you know, like, yeah, it's just really, really remember this, your zone joy, your joy of zone, your joy zone, and your, you know, tune into you. You can free yourself from the past. You know what I mean? The past, you can't change it. You can't change it, but you can free yourself and into tapping into your joy zone on a daily basis is really the master key to, you know, remember to that you have the power to transform. God or the universe, I mean, whatever you believe in, you're not here by accident. You know, you chose to come here and you're here to experience the yumminess, the juiciness of having a human experience. And yes. You know what? Your voice truly matters. Your voice is important. We need you. You as a beautiful, sensitive, conscious leader. We need your voice to be heard, to be felt, to be received. We need you. The world needs you, my friends. The world needs you. So, I mean, my golden, I mean, I feel like there's always a lot of treasure. I open the box. It's really hard for me to do. It's my challenge to nail one thing. You know, you see these business coaches, they tell you nail one thing. That's my biggest challenge, I have to say. Because I open the treasure box and there's always like all these kind of yummy chocolates coming out. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I like nougat and I like almond and I like, you know, cashew nuts and all these, you know, so many things. But anyway, I'm going to stop here.
Well, it's beautiful. Thank you so much. And I love that you said you are here to experience the yumminess and juiciness of human life. Mm. That is, you know, I think that really describes everything that we've discussed. You know, in particular for us sensitive beings who are reconnecting to our soul all the time, we forget how juicy human life can be. Often we don't want to be here because it's 3D. We want to be in the higher realms. But we chose to be here. We are still a human and to embrace that. And that's really very beautifully said. Juiciness and yumminess of human life. I really love that. And it's that, you know, that remembering, because yeah, we are here in this human body and staying here grounded helps us help others. And I think that's all. Mm. Yeah, beautiful. Mm. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Anik. Amazing to have you here. I really enjoyed our conversation. I've had a lot of little golden nuggets coming through. As you saw, I've been writing throughout as well. And it's been an absolute pleasure having you here. And keep shining your amazing, beautiful, sparkly light, which is just a joy to bathe in for a little while. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure. Thank you for having me in your podcast. Bianca, such an honor and a pleasure to share with you and your audience today. Thank you for having me.
Very welcome.
Thank you so much for listening to yet another inspiring episode of Connecting Soul Beings podcast. I love receiving your comments, stories, and feedback as they are truly inspiring. So please take some time to comment on this episode below. If you love the show, you can help us by sharing and liking it via your favorite podcast platform and our website. And if you feel that we can work together in helping you to connect to your inner self and the animals, then hop on over to biancadeRose.com or find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram under Bianca De Rose. Thank you again so much. Say hi to your pet from me and stay connected with love and grace.